you have to have either a wooden fence or a wire fence. Now we had, in those days, we had those picket fence in some of the places that he kept the yards in. And they would whitewash them with some stuff you call lime. You mix it with water and you whitewash it. And that would, like the chickens would have lice, you call that chicken lice. Well, you take lime and whitewash the chicken house and the fence, and he kept down the chicken lice. You never had that thing.
Now, a place where you kept your horses?
In the pasture.
Where they could come in out of the rain or anything like that? Remember when
they had big trees where they'd go under trees. And you would build a shed with a feed trough there, trough for the feed. And they'd have a little shed, a drop shed on each side, sort of built like this. And they would go under there to eat, or they'd go under there after rain. And you would
lean to?
Yeah. And then different places out in the pasture, you can build a shed. A barn. You build a big barn way back, and they would go back there and go into that open barn. You know, it's like a great big shed, but the water couldn't get in it. But you use tin to put that up. You put these 2x4s up and you nail this tin all the way around. A tin shed.
Okay.
The top is tin, the whole thing is surrounded with tin.
Okay. Now, where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
In a pen. You make a pig pen. You make a, you take a part of the yard, a big yard. Most people in town don't have hogs here because they smell too bad.
Yeah.
I don't want any hogs. I've been around them enough. I want any hogs. I'd rather buy my pigs, you know. But out in the yard, out in the country, way in the back, a good ways back from your house so you wouldn't smell it. You make a little hole, you know, you dig a little hole like in the ground, not too deep. And you fill it in with good sand. And then you build all the way around about so high, I'd say about a yardstick high, a pen. That's just a frame.
Kind of wire.
Yeah, it's just a frame. I'd say about, see how long that table is?
Yeah.
About that wide. It depends on how many pigs you're going to have in.
Yeah.
And you put the pigs in there so they can't get out. And you throw the food in there. They eat slop. I don't know if you know what slop is.
Yeah.
It means all kind of old food. And you see, like, a long time ago, we didn't have a zinc. We washed dishes in a dish pan.
Uh-huh.
And the water from the dishes, you throw it out in the pen. You had an old tub in the pen for them to eat out. And you have to throw a lot of water with this food that they eat. And you throw this dishwasher in that tub, and all those cuttings from your potato peeling, greens you pick. You got an old tub inside of his pen.
Yeah.
And you throw all that food in there, and he roots in there and eat it. And we had one hog in the country, you have to put a pin in his nose because he make holes all over your yard. So you put a pin in his nose, a ring in his nose. You put a ring in his nose, and he won't root your ground, because when he does, he hurts his nose. So we had one we had to do that with.
Good. Okay, now when your father was going to slaughter hogs, would he build a place where he was going to put them?
He'd go in the barn.
Or build it?
He had a great big kettle. And he'd start this furnace fire, and he put this kettle of water on, and he'd take that hog out to the barn, and he has a sharp knife, and he'd feel for his heart.
What was that called? What kind of knife was it?
A butcher knife. He was right. A butcher knife. A long knife, sharp on the end. And he'd take that knife, and he had...